Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, everybody, what's up? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 396 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a quick question today from Junaid. But before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it easy for all of us to organize our business finances. They help and serve over 3 million small businesses, including my own, and they can help serve yours as well, making it easy to keep track of your finances, but also invoicing if you do that in your business as well. They also have an award-winning mobile app, so you can check the health, the financial health of your business on the go. Go ahead and check it out. You can check it out for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, here's today's question from Junaid.
Hey, my name is Junaid Nasir, and I'm from Pakistan. My question is that I want to write about technology. I want to be a tech blogger. I am a doctor, but writing for technology is something that I like. And then I want to launch, my own website. But then I see all these huge, big banners related to technology. These websites are doing a great job. They are very successful and people visit them. I visit them. So I would like to ask you, would it make sense that I make my own website and put my own ideas on it? Or what should I do? Should I create my own website amidst all these already successful technology blogs that are present out there? Or should I just, you know, think about something else to write about? Thank you.
Hey, Junaid, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. And, you know, this is a very common question. And I think this is going to be really helpful for people because a lot of people are in a profession that, you know, they may or may not enjoy, but then they have this urge to do something else in the internet space, in the online space, with something that might seem like it's completely different. And one of the things that's going to always hold them back is seeing other people who are already doing it. And the first thing I will mention is that just because other people are doing it, just because there are other websites that are already successful doing this thing that you have, this idea that you wanted to start, doesn't mean that you can't become successful yourself. Now, it does mean you have to take a special approach when you go into it. And by approach, I mean you have to, if you want to go down this path, have a special position, something different, something of unique value to offer everybody else out there who's in that space. Now, I will say that the fact that there are other websites out there doing this already means that obviously this is a great idea. So kudos to you for coming up with a great idea. The only thing is you can't just do what everybody else is doing. You have to do it in a different way. You have to come at it in a different angle. Now, I will say in terms of the tech blogs out there, it's going to be very difficult to just come in and start talking about technology. If that's what you want to do, you're going to have to think about it a little bit deeper. You could niche it down. Maybe you combine your profession as a doctor with technology, and that might make it interesting for you and what you're doing in your other job already as a doctor. So you can talk about tech related to medical practices, and that could be something that could be very interesting, and that might be worth at least investigating to see if anybody else is out there talking about that. What you want to do is build a website where you become the trusted resource or the trusted advisor for topic X. Now, could you become the trusted advisor for technology in general? Probably not. It's going to be very difficult to do that. It's not to say that it's impossible, but with everybody else out there doing that already. A lot of websites that are out there, TechCrunch, for example, is one that comes to mind. And I mean, they have a large staff and they do events every year. It's going to be very difficult to compete with them. But could you become the trusted advisor for all things tech related to doctors and medical practices? Perhaps. Again, you're going to have to see what else is out there. And again, if you find somebody else out there who is that person already, that doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just means that you're going to see what's out there already. And there is an advantage to you coming in late to a game like this. It means that you can see how other people are out there serving that particular audience and what you could do better. If there are books out there on this topic, look it up on Amazon and find these books and read the reviews. The reviews are exactly where you can get some amazing ideas for posts to write, the language to use on your website, what's missing in this industry so that you can come in and be that person to fill in all those gaps. That's an amazing tip that I heard from somewhere. I can't remember where. I think it was Jay Abraham on a YouTube video who mentioned that you can go into Amazon, look at the reviews, and use that as a great base for the language that you could use, the posts that you could write, perhaps even other products that you can create, or at least what you can do to better serve that audience, you know, in all the 1- and 2-star reviews, but also look at the 5- and 4-star reviews to see what's working so you can incorporate those things as well into what it is that you do. So going back to your question, does it make sense to start your own site? Absolutely. I think everybody should have their own site. Or should it be something else in technology? I mean, again, that's up to you. If you really like tech, see if you can combine it with something you're already doing. It's going to make it very interesting for you. It also is going to help benefit you on the doctor side of things as well. You might be able to connect with other companies, other influencers who can affect your practice. So that's where I would start from there. Another thing to think about is this USP or this positioning. I mean, we've talked on this already, but I would make sure to really, really understand, okay, what value is it that you are bringing to the table? Because if you can't answer that question, then it's not worth starting your website. So really think hard on that and you know, I encourage you to test it out. And that's the cool thing about this. I would also encourage you to think about other ways beyond blogging to be able to serve this audience and help people. Maybe you don't do the doctor/tech blog, but maybe it's a tech blog in another space that you find interested. Maybe it's all wearable technology. Maybe it's all virtual reality stuff, which I know is becoming big now with Morpheus coming out and the Oculus and those types of things. So whatever interests you, make sure it's narrowed down in that you can, in your head, maybe within a year's time even, become that leading expert in that particular space. So unless you know that you can do that, and you got to really own it, you got to really know that that's something that you can do, that's going to help you with the motivation to keep creating content, to do the research, to find those companies out there that you can connect with, who you could leave reviews for their products for, and all those sorts of things. It's gonna help you in that direction. So Junaid, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for the question today. We're going to send you all the way in Pakistan an Ask Pat t-shirt. Hopefully we can do that. And my assistant will reach out to you to collect that information so we can send that to you free of charge since your question was featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank FreshBooks.com for helping me manage my finances, helping all of you manage your finances too. Go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section to get a 30-day free trial. And again, the invoicing situation with FreshBooks, if you have any clients or students or working with any other companies, it just makes it very, very simple for you to create professional looking invoices so you can get paid and it goes directly into your accounts. It's all connected to everything that you're doing already financially, and it makes you my dog's scratching himself underneath the desk here. It makes it so much easier for you during tax season too. You can just print out these reports and make it so much easier for yourself. So again, getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And finally, here's a quote from Jay-Z, the rapper Jay-Z. He says, "I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man." Love that. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Peace. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.